County Judge Dwayne Peters joins us this morning. Judge, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I wanted to follow up. I saw a story the other night on Channel 3. I thought they did a real good story about something that's really kind of concerning, and that's we found more problems as far as the construction of the courthouse, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's we didn't know what degree that problem was going to be when we got into it, but we knew that there was a problem with leaks. There's been a leak from the jail. One of the employees over at maintenance that came in 97 said it was leaking when they were there. I mean, and you couldn't really follow the thing. I mean, where it actually was leaking was underneath some shower pans, up in the jail on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would run down those pipe and that the leak would actually come out somewhere else in the building.
Right.
So, there really wasn't a way to track it down until we got the inmates out of the jail, and then we're able to go in there and tear it out.
Of course. Now, I guess the thing that's annoying, though, is the taxpayer. It didn't happen on your watch. I understand that. If that happens in 20 years, we'll talk to that county judge, and he can blame you.
Yeah.
But the deal is, this is just the latest. I mean, this thing has just turned into a monumental expense. What, you've spent $7 million. You're going to have to spend another $5 million. You know, the outside, those sheets were not hung properly. I mean, isn't there supposed to be somebody at the county who oversees that?
Well, yeah, and we believe we've taken care of that. We've got a guy on board that's been in construction all of his life, and he watches over everything that's going on. So we believe we've taken care of that. But let me just give you a little background. Like on the glass that was that we replaced, right, those concrete slabs that were on the side. From what I understand, back in the 80s when they let the job, that contractor went broke somewhere in the middle of the job. And then the bonding company took it over, and they finished it out. I don't know who was watching over it at that time. I mean, we certainly found some problems that the only way we felt like we could safely deal with was to replace the outside concrete slabs with something else. We ended up putting glass there. I try to look on the positive side. The good thing is I think the building looks a lot better than it did. It's certainly more energy efficient. We didn't really plan to replace that. In fact, we didn't plan at all to replace those concrete slabs on the outside until we ran into, that they were the way they were attached and that we could not attach them safely to keep them on there. But, I think that probably happened when the contractor shifted. This deal we just ran into was the 50s portion of the building. That part of the building is 60 years old.
Yeah, I know. You look at it, and I remember when the courthouse was built, it made national news.
It did.
It was this was cutting-edge stuff at the time.
It was. And I mean, if you looked, when we were fixing to go into construction, I looked underneath the building at some of the piers and stuff. They are massive. That building is well-built as far as the structure. And even in the 80s portion, the structure of it has got some pretty massive beams. I mean, the structure is okay. This deal is just a 60-year-old building that just needed some, it had some leaks and some problems, and it's things you'd deal with if you had a 60-year-old house you were trying to repair.
Gotcha.
That first part, though, was somebody didn't do the right job when they attached those things.
Yeah.
We're hoping we're taking care of a lot of that because we've got a guy that's overseeing it, and hopefully we won't ever have the next 20 years from now, another judge and commissioner's court won't be dealing with the same issues.
Now, this project, all it'll be done, 2018? So we got another 4 years before everything's done in the courthouse. Is that the way it looks?
Yeah, the phase we're in right now is the fourth floor. That'll put the district courts up there on the fourth floor, and then the J.P. Constable. They'll all be on the fourth floor. That will vacate some other areas that have not been remodeled. I'm not sure at what point we would begin the next phase. There is a phase that we need to do that's replacing a lot of that old infrastructure that's been there for years and years. That's above the ceiling in some of the areas. So, and we'll probably do that because that kind of stuff needs to be done. I don't know that we'll go into the next remodel phase until we need, when we need that next court. You know, at some point, I'm sure we're going to have to add either a district court or a county court at law.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the room to be able to put either court, but we'd probably need to remodel to get that done.
Sure. Dwayne Peters, county judge, joins us this morning. Let's shift gears for a minute. I know the legislature is going to be struggling with a lot of things, including roads. We're starting to see, tomorrow we have Dave Coleman on from the City of College Station. Among the things he'll be talking about is how they're going to take some non-potable water, and apparently they're going to sell it to people who are going to start fracking around here. Well, of course, that means more big trucks, more county roads that are liable to get torn up. What's the plan here? What are you trying to do to keep that from, or minimizing that situation?
Well, you know, that's a great idea. Patchy met with us and told us kind of what their plan was. I think it's a great idea to keep from sucking the water out of our drinking water formations. So I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a whole lot we can do with the truck traffic and the damage that will be done to the roads. Legislature just doesn't give counties much authority to deal with it. You know, I mean, you probably remember back in the early 90s, we were dealing with the same thing, and Brazos County came up with a novel idea that they would charge permits,
mm-hmm.
Overweight permit fees to truckers who came onto county roads. There was a oil company that decided that they didn't think that Brazos County had that authority. They sued, and they won.
Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot we can do. I can tell you that road repair is very expensive. We didn't build those roads to handle the kind of weight that they're currently, you know, hauling on them. I mean, some of those rigs have over 100,000 pounds on them, and our roads were never designed to do anything like that. I mean, I don't know that we could even afford to build roads that would handle that kind of weight, but. You know, I mean, I know probably one of the questions you're going to ask is about the increase in valuations that the appraisal district has come up with.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not sure what revenue that increase will be. The auditor is the person in counties who sets the revenue and tells us what she projects the revenue is going to be. I've just kind of run some rough numbers, and I would expect it to be an increase of somewhere between $5 and $6 million, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that would do, if we're just talking about roads, only roads, that would do maybe somewhere close to 10 miles of road if
wow.
you bring them up to 80,000 pound standards, mm-hmm. Which is, I'm afraid that's what we're going to have to do. In a lot of areas where the soil field activity is going on.
Well, are there enough counties in Texas that are having to deal with this challenge that the legislature will listen where they haven't before?
Well, I know that is true, but you know there were some three or four counties down in South Texas that TxDOT said we're going to have to turn and I don't remember how many miles of farmable market road back to gravel because
right.
they couldn't afford to keep them up.
I remember that.
And so, you know, the legislature said that, you know, that they didn't have money. Now, I keep hearing that with this mineral interest that, you know, where they're bringing revenue in, that there's a good bit of money coming in. I would hope that that's what they use that money for, is not only TxDOT, but for counties who are being damaged by it. I mean, it's great. I think it's picked the economy up around here. It's kept Texas economy going. You know, so I don't want to complain about the oil field activity, but with it comes a lot of expense. And while, you know, it sounds like if all you hear is, the county's going to be bringing in, you know, $6-7 million more than they brought in last year, then it sounds like we got a windfall. We really don't. I mean, if we were to take that money and spend it, there's a day of reckoning coming and those roads are being damaged right now, but I'm told that they believe that there's oil under all of Brazos County.
Yeah.
And so it's not just in one certain area. Right now it's occurring in the northeast corner of the county, but it's moving south.
Would you have a suggestion? Let's say $6 million, okay, just so we've got a number to work with. Would you be in favor of taking some of that and putting it, for lack of a better name, into a rainy day fund?
Well, that's kind of what I would hope we do, but I don't know that we're going to have much time to do that because those roads are already being torn up. We've already identified a number of roads that need to be rebuilt today. So I don't know that there's ever going to be a rainy day fund because I'm afraid they're going to be tearing up the roads faster than the money's going to come in to fix them.
Yeah. Dwayne Peters, the county judge, joining us. Finally, one last thing, and this is kind of a, I think it's kind of a neat deal that because of all the people who are looking to now build new companies that are coming here, the county really is part of this whole RVP plan of what we're going to do to make this a good situation. Now, granted, what Gundler did didn't work out very well, but do you still feel optimistic there are opportunities that the county will be able to help people who want to come in here and put facilities and put people to work?
Well, I do, and I mean, we both know that the Gundler deal didn't work out. I mean, they came in, they paid for the property. It looked like, I mean, I thought at the time, well, they must have the money to success and make a success out there. But I guess, and maybe they will one day. I don't have any idea. But when they begin not to pay employees and the vendors, that was pretty upsetting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Axis is a success story. I mean, they're going to be in production out there in within the next year. Pipe, you know, and that's kind of the variance that we need. I mean, we've got a lot of economic activity that's associated with the university. I mean, the university, because you know, this bio corridor and all probably would never have happened if we didn't have Texas A&M out there for research. But we need other things, too. We need to spread that out so that if one thing turns down, you don't do what happened to us back in the 80s when the oil field died and we had a lot of oil field activity, and then, you know, everything kind of crashed around us, you know. And so, yeah, I think the Triangle Park is a great idea. That the bio corridor is a great idea. And it looks like there's some companies looking that they've got some really fantastic ideas.
We'll hope so. Dwayne Peters is the county judge of Brazos County. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. Thanks for the time this morning, Judge.
You bet, Scott. Thank
All right.
you.
Yep. See
Bye.
You. Bye.